Hi, my name is Sharin Haskell. I'm a member of the parliament here in Israel. The parliament's called the Knesset. I'm the youngest member of Knesset in the coalition. I'm 33 years old from the Likud party. So I think the relationship are starting to warm up, but I think there is still quite a lot of cooperation that we can do on a variety of different ground. If it's trade, that we've been friends with Turkey and we've been exchanging goods for a very long time, particularly tourism as well. Yeah. I don't think there's one Israeli that didn't visit Turkey. There's many threats and challenges that many countries are facing together. And through mutual cooperation, we'll be able to actually further and strengthen our friendships and our relationship. For example, the security issue. There's a problem growing, not just in Israel and in Turkey, but also in Europe, yes. Also in America, of terrorism. Of people that go on suicide missions to harm and hurt and murder as many people as possible. We had quite a few Israeli citizens being hurt in Turkey recently as well. Not just Jewish Israelis, but also Christian and Muslim Israelis. I think this is one of the major challenges that we have now. It's a mutual threat. I think that through a good cooperation on security levels, on fighting against terrorism, we definitely can strengthen our friendships as well. And well, I think that it's governments that need to approach that. I'll tell you what, the problem with racism, with hatred towards someone that's different from you, doesn't just cause problem towards Israel and Jews. We've been suffering from that for a very long time. But it also creates many fights and war within countries, Muslim countries as well, or Arab countries, between Christian and Muslims and Kurdish and Yazidi and so on and so on. And so I think it's the acceptance. Start from a good education system. The government have to take it under their control. They need to address it as a national problem and start speaking about it. The fact that Iran, for example, have a caricature competition once a year against Jews, whoever can draw the funniest or the most sophisticated anti-Jewish caricature. This is part of this whole process of hatred, of inciting to violence, of racism, growing that racism. Well, that's why governments need to decide that they take it as a national serious issue that they are going to address. Start from their TV channels.
And it can include the United States also.
Absolutely. From children programs on their national TV channels, going through their education system, learning about other religions, about other people who are different from us, raising them for acceptance, for tolerance, for equality. It is something that the government needs to point out, address, and build a national program against these things. Unfortunately, as we see a little bit in the Arab world, some of the governments are actually promoting that, like the example that I gave you before. Well, I really hope so. I think that what's so beautiful about Jerusalem is that this city is open to all religion, to all people. We have here, I think, more than 2 million, I think they've counted, tourists coming through our gates every year. Most of them come to see this beautiful ancient city that have so much history. I think this is one thing that can join us all together instead of separating us. I've actually met in a few conferences a few women parliamentarians from Turkey. They are very talented and wise parliamentarian. I had the pleasure to actually meet them. I think that as people, some of us are better or worse in certain subjects, but it's not necessarily because we're men or women. It is because of the talent that we grow, about how hard we study or we learn a certain subject. And so it's up to every individual to grow that, to believe that they're capable and then they can actually do that. I mean, the political system is quite a male-dominated world in that sense. But women have a lot of space to grow in it as well. And sometimes you need to push a little bit your elbows. But this is something that we're willing to fight for. This is something, I mean, there's many other subjects that if you take 40, 20, 60, 100 years back, it wouldn't be open for women. And slowly we're getting more and more into these positions. More women are setting examples for that. And I think the more women in Turkey set example for young women, for leadership, for different position in any kind of field, the more women will enter that field as well. So that we have different agreements with a few different countries on security and defense cooperation. I think that the more the relationship between Israel are warming up, the more we'll be able to cooperate in this field as well. We do send delegations and advice to many countries around us. Many countries who are very worried about those threats and some other ones as well. So in that sense, I do think that the more our friendship and relationship warms up, the more we'll see delegation that cooperates together on that basis as well. Well, I'd love to come. I'd love to meet, your community and your people. Maybe I'll just add a note. I'm Israeli, but my mom, she's actually Moroccan, born in Rabat. Grew up in this country, and so many of us come from many countries around that region as well. North Africa, the Middle East, some are Turkish as well. And so, our culture is very much intertwined together. We cook the same food. Sometimes we speak the same language. We have the same manners. And you know what? It feels like family. This fabric of democracy, of equality, of freedom for individual. I mean, Israel is a beautiful example for so many different cultures and religions joining together to this beautiful Israeli fabric. We're proud of it. We promote all of our minorities. They take part of every aspect of our community, of the country. Oh, thank you very much. And please send my love to the Turkish people.